What I know about Abby Stoyle was just, I think the field itself began to play called Tom Stevens. Originally, pretty sure it was Tom Stevens's field, but we always referred it as Abby Stoyle. And now it's all been built on step by step downwards with houses right to the bottom, where it obviously disgorges into the old Inslay Road, which is where the other stile was, which was right next to the entrance to Winfield's Pit as it came out onto old Inslay Road. They were virtually next to each other. I don't know about what you refer to as Stoneley Abbey, but if I stood at the top of Abbey Stoyle from the top stoyle when we were children and looked down towards the bottom to Inslay Road, the cottage would have been on the left-hand side, which would have been virtually on the side of Winfield's Pit. Now, down there, halfway down that field, there was the remains of an old orchard and the remains of earthworkings, which were not, well, no more than shin height, some of them, I suppose, actually, but there were still earthworkings there, which my father told me were the remains of an old cottage that was there, an old thatched cottage that was built down there years and years ago. Well, obviously pre-war, obviously, mm-hmm. but I mean, I never knew it in situ as it was, but I only knew it when it had been pulled down, and obviously the shrubbery and the grass had grown all over it. But there were still slight remains of it, walls and things like that, that we knew about because we used to dob a bit of apple out there and now and again, you know, as you do. There was a small orchard there. I'm pretty distinctly positive that there was an orchard there, you know, because I know damn well there was. And then obviously, say, if you went just a little bit further beyond the cottage to the left, obviously you went into Winfield's Pit.